These lectures are part of the Great Courses series. They are produced by The Teaching Company. The Great Courses cover a broad array of university-level disciplines. The lectures in each course are either 30 or 45 minutes long. By listening for less than an hour a day, you can finish even the longest course in just weeks. Browse our catalog or website and imagine how much you could learn if you spent just 30 minutes a day for the next year in the best college classrooms in the world. The lecturers are university professors, carefully selected by the teaching company and its customers for intellectual distinction and teaching excellence. These lectures are titled Jewish Intellectual History, 16th to 20th Century, Part 1. The lecturer is Professor David B. Ruderman. Dr. Ruderman is the Joseph Meyerhoff Professor of Modern Jewish History and Director of the Center for Advanced Judaic Studies at the University of Pennsylvania. Professor Ruderman was educated at the City College of New York, the Teachers Institute of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, and Columbia University. He received his rabbinical degree from the Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion in New York and his PhD in Jewish History from Hebrew University in Jerusalem. Professor Ruderman is the author of numerous books, articles, and reviews. His most recent works are Jewish Thought and Scientific Discovery in Early Modern Europe and Jewish Enlightenment in an English Key, Anglo-Jewry's Construction of Modern Jewish Thought, for which he received the Koret Book Award in 2001. Professor Ruderman is the recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award for his work in Jewish history from the National Foundation for Jewish Culture. Professor Ruderman prepared the course guide that comes with these tapes. The course guide includes a detailed outline of each lecture, a glossary, a timeline, biographical notes, and a bibliography. To get the most out of this course, you may find it useful to follow along with the outlines or review them before or after each lecture. Lecture 1, on studying Jewish history.
Welcome to my course on Jewish intellectual history. It is a pleasure to offer you the rich materials of the Jewish past and to present them, particularly focusing on the issue of Jewish identity in the modern era. This is a course about Jewish intellectual history, but it is not only for Jews. It is for all people who are interested in the history of the problem of faith, and particularly its experience in the modern era when challenged by forces like secularism and modernism and the like. What we are going to do in this course is, first of all, to talk in this first lecture about Jewish history and some preliminaries that I think are critical in presenting my material. And then we will focus on the specific period, roughly between the 16th and the 20th centuries, that this course will take us to. Let me begin with some general remarks about the study of Jewish history. Jewish history, although interwoven with the history of world civilization, is unique in one particular respect. It is unique in its landlessness. This uncommon aspect of Jewish history begins roughly in 586 before the Common Era, or before Christ, BC or BCE, whatever you would like to use, with the exile of the Jewish community from to Babylonia from the land of Israel. In the year 70 CE or AD, it becomes even more uncommon with the destruction of the temple, the second temple this time, by the Romans, and the Jewish community spread throughout the entire area, usually known as the diaspora. In 136, it becomes even more uncommon with the second and third defeat of the Jews by Rome, the destruction of an independent entity in the land of Israel, and Jews now spread out all over the Middle East and eventually into Europe, North Africa, and elsewhere. This is the most uncommon and fascinating aspect of Jewish history. And the question we might pose as a Jewish historian is the following. Without a common government, without a common language, without a common land, how do Jews actually have a history? What gives me the right as a Jewish historian to teach Jewish history in the context of a history department? Is there really something that the Jews hold in common from the United Monarchy of Israel in the biblical period, let us say, to the contemporary United Jewish Communities of the United States of America and North America in the 21st century? Indeed, could the board members of that United Community of America actually understand though their counterparts from the biblical period if they were actually able through a time machine to be put in one room? And it's a very interesting question, because without land and over a great deal of time, Jews have moved from country to country, bringing with them their own culture, but at the same time absorbing from the larger culture a remarkable degree of cultural traits from the outside. What holds in common the Jews of Babylonia or the Jews of the Roman Empire with the Jews of the Arabic world, or the Jews of medieval Christian Europe, or the Jews of Renaissance Italy, or the Jews of 19th century Germany?